Still got the clouds keeping us company here, and we are at Tupelo right now. The second day of March, welcome to our Thursday Talk Around. Always love starting it this way with our favorite historian, Jana Gageland.
Hey, good morning.
It's been a two weeks since we've had a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, well, last Thursday was a tough day getting around.
Definitely. But great to have you in here this morning. And hey, guess what we're talking about?
I know. I feel really bad about bringing up more blizzard information.
Do not feel bad about that.
It's good history. Back in 1940, you know, so maybe a lot of people don't remember it, but a lot of people will say, you know, people in their 80s, oh yeah, I remember that day.
Yeah.
You know, so the headline is, it feels like winter, it looks like winter, it is winter. And so they're telling us, and this was from 1940 again, that for 20 years we haven't had anything like this on the 10th of November.
Armistice Day.
Yes, and from what I was able to read, we didn't have a lot of snow. The first snow came on the 10th, but yet it kept up the entire day and then into the evening. And they're calling it a genuine North Dakota blizzard, where you had a little bit of snow, but you had the wind. And the winds were like 45 miles an hour, according to science school had a little weather station out there. And so they could fill us in with what was going on.
Sure.
You know, this was, again, one of those things where the highways were blocked, you know, and trains couldn't come through, so mail was delayed. You know, so all the things that we've been putting up with for, well, this winter, you know.
Well, no, you think about that. You raise a good point. You know, we kind of complain and grouse if we get a blizzard and it delays everything by a day or so.
Yep.
Imagine how long those people had to wait for things.
Right.
Like the mail and mail order stuff and getting things through.
Right. And then the Farmer Globe at that time had correspondents out to the counties, and they couldn't get their information in. So the newspaper was a little scant. They had a lot of filler information, which they apologized for having. But so one of the things that would be unusual about that blizzard or that, you know, huge snowfall that we had was the fact that people had to make phone calls. And the phone calls were up to 15,000 phone calls. And the ladies, you know, they had the stations or
the operator stations.
Yes. Yeah. And so they were, you know, the gals were working really hard.
With those old plugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so 15,000 calls went through on Monday. Local ones, and about 500 long-distance ones. But that number would have been more had the lines been up and running around the Minneapolis area. So this was something that struck our vicinity, but we didn't have any casualties. But you look at Minnesota. People were out hunting, you know, November 10th, 11th, 12th, and that's where the casualties came in. I think there were 15 people, hunters who drowned or died because of being frozen out in the fields, you know, or wherever they were, their blinds, and couldn't get out. You know, it just came and they were wet, and, you know, that led to, you know, a lot of disasters.
And that was on the Minnesota side, but nothing here local.
Right, okay. Right. So we escaped. We did okay. We had some power lines that were down for a little while, but service wasn't interrupted for very long. So Artel Power was on it. Northwestern Bell at that time was taking care of it. So, you know, those were good things. You know, we did okay.
Did it say, or did you mention, I missed it, how much snow we actually
had? We only had about an inch. But it was the wind that came with it and just blew it around. And, you know, when the wind blows, how do you find a level, you know, to measure that snow? But Minnesota probably had more snow than we did because we were on the beginning edge of it, and then it picked up a little bit more moisture and, you know, just kind of put Minnesota in a tough situation.
So what's our next weather nightmare?
Well, you know, when you go forward, you think of like the 1966 blizzard, you know, and then, of course, you think of the 96, 97, which for most of us is a recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I do remember the one from 66. We were in high school at the time, and I don't know how much snow we had, but I know we had huge, huge drifts. We could walk on the roof of our house because the snow was that high in the backyard. We had to shovel out. We could get out the back door, but we had to go to the front door and shovel the front door.
So and it was that out. Compacted that you could walk right up to your roof.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah, it was. And then on top of that, we had a snert storm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the wind blew dirt all over the place, and so we had dirty snow.
Snert.
Yeah. We lived by the railroad tracks and the crossing signs, and it was as high as that. People could not get through.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, I mean, that was a crazy time.
And what year?
66.
66,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, those are things that a lot of us can remember. Mm-hmm. 1940, not so much, but, you know, we do have North Dakota blizzards or hurricanes, whatever you want to call them. You know, they're happening. I do have one that I want to share with you.
Sure.
And this one came from that same time. It's a freight engine derailed Monday, and this was derailed in Castleton. And it happens to include a crew from Breckenridge. Frank Surratt, I don't know if that's how I'm saying it right, and C.H. Dablo was the fireman.
Grandpa Charlie.
Yeah, and the engine tipped over, and Mr. Surratt stayed with in the engine, and Mr. Dablo climbed through a window and held on to a rail on the cab until the engine fell. So they knew it was falling.
Right.
It was tipping over, and so... You know, they just kind of steadied themselves to. Can you imagine hanging on to the engine as it's tipping over? So I don't know if there was a great snowfall, if there was issues in that Castleton area with, you know, snow and the railroad track. I'm not sure.
Boy, between busting up bootleggers and his time on the railroad, Grandpa Charlie saw a lot of action.
Yeah, he got in on a lot of
right,
it, which is
really
a good.
Did.
You know, that's
sure.
good. I mean. Life was a little different back in the, mm-hmm. the 40s.
And absolutely.
So you had to do that. So it was part of your job. Good.
This is great.
Yeah. Just a little gem that I found.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I'm going to stop talking about blizzards now for this year anyway.
Do you think maybe that had something to do with it?
Well,
the more we
know.
Talked about it, the more, you know, it's kind of like being a rainmaker.
Yeah, I just don't want anyone to pin the responsibility on me.
No, it's a great part of our history and definitely, you know, living up here.
Yeah.
Like you said, everybody can go back to a particular winter or a particular blizzard and have a story about it.
Yeah. And then we think the floods that follow.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of that, too.
And again, bring me up to speed.
Okay.
The winter of you know, or November of 96, we talked about this, into 97, leading up to that historic flood.
Yep.
Do you remember exactly how much snow we got?
I do not.
It was over 100 inches, I remember that.
We had, yes, and you think about maybe we started this winter at 30 before we got this last 10, you know, so we were, you know, up to 40, but just double that.
Wow.
And we've always talked about those little things that people put on the antennas of their cars so you could see them at the intersections.
Yeah.
And I remember taking a picture of my neighbor who was shoveling her sidewalk. And she had her shovel in hand, and it was reaching up as high as her arm and the shovel could go. And it was like walking down a tunnel.
Yeah.
Just dark and, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So we had a lot. I think I had, if I remember, 103 inches or so that winter.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, like, ooh. And, of course, the equipment was different, even back in the 40s, for removing snow.
Sure. So next week,
yes.
Are you, do you any plans for, and you want to tease that a little bit?
Well, I think I've got a topic that I've been working on for a while that I think people will really be able to identify way back and even today. You know, so it's just something that's been it's been part of our history for a long time.
I love it. And we will hear from you next Thursday,
yep,
Jen.
I'll
always great to have you in here.
Good to be here.
All right. It's 8:18 here with the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
What's your dream spring break? Diving in a pool? Shopping? A wild ride with the kids? Make all your spring break dreams come true at Mall of America. Our staycation package mixes family-friendly fun with Radisson Blue Mall of America, conveniently connected to the mall. In addition to all your favorite rides, it's Nickelodeon Universe's 15th birthday with surprises galore. And with Crayola Experiences fun for the little ones, it's a dream break. Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
While you're out riding snowmobiles, your friends at Dakota Valley Electric would like to remind snowmobilers to be extra cautious and watch out for electrical equipment that can be hidden by the snow. Power poles, guy wires, and transformer boxes and cabinets may be buried. Slow down. See a downed line? Stay away and report it. Stay safe and enjoy. Supporting snowmobile safety on the air because they care. Dakota Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You want to feel important? You want to be a part of something bigger? Something that matters and can help change things? You want to feel like you belong? Well, we felt that way too. I'm First Lieutenant Brandon Biedinger from Champlin, Minnesota, and that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Minnesota Army National Guard soldiers. We are people just like you, and together we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com/MN to find out more. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, Air